Hello, everyone. This is Eugene Starks, NAHU president. Welcome to The Jump Off, where we take a big leap into everything leadership and NAHU.
I'm Emma Fox, the chair of chapter leadership development and, of course, a NAHU member. And I'm thrilled to be hosting this episode of The Jump Off with our current president, Eugene Starks. Eugene, thank you so much for giving me the honor of hosting this podcast with you. Got to start with a little bit of a discovery question, which is the name and the theme of your podcast here. Do you care to elaborate for us?
Absolutely. And Emma, first, thank you for all you do for NAHU. We have the most dynamic chapter leadership development program that we've ever had. And that's, I know you're the chair and you've got a great team behind you, but I'm so excited. And while we're on this podcast, I'm going to make you share some things about that before we wrap up today. Yeah, I didn't want it to be just the president's podcast, not that it's just the president, but I just started thinking the idea came from, if you remember the pictures in my write-up in the NAHU magazine, America's Benefit Specialist, we had a number of pictures and we had some pictures of me working out. And really one of the coolest pictures was one of me doing a box jump. And I had great height and I was focused and it was a good picture, but I always say, God gave me springs in my legs. Box jumps is actually one of my favorite workouts to do. But, it was also to me symbolic because, I opened my own business after working for an HMO. And I remember working with all of the independent consultants and agents and thinking that they weren't really doing a very good job. They didn't understand what they were selling. They didn't understand how to service things. And so in 2000, really with not much financial backing, not much experience on running a business, just this deep conviction that I could do this better than I saw other people doing it, I just kind of jumped off into it. And then I feel like all of my life and my career through the changes in my business, through my first engagement, walking into a chapter meeting, a local chapter meeting for the Jackson Association of Health Underwriters, after visiting a few meetings, and you know how this goes, there seems to be always a lack of people that really want to jump into it and serve, right? So somebody said to me, hey, would you be willing to serve on the board? And I said, well, yeah, I'll do that. Thought about it a little bit. And this is at the beginning of the luncheon, right? And then at the end of the luncheon, I said, well, by the way, we don't have a vice president. Would you mind serving as vice president? And I thought to myself, well, if I'm going to be on the board, I might as well jump off into this too, And so it just seems like my career and all of the fun things I do, it's this point where you just have to jump off and just do it. So that was really my thought. And then, there's all a lot of great music with jump in it and that kind of stuff. So that was my vision of what I wanted to. And I want to bring in people to have conversations with us. I mean, you jumped off into CLD and you just took it on. I mean, if you look around, our membership and everybody in leadership, everybody was doing something when they were asked to do what they're doing now to serve, but they've been willing to jump off into that and just be engaged. So I want to talk to others and tell us what their experience was where they kind of jumped off into NAHU.
I adore what you just said, and it got my brain spinning a little because you shared a story that's not unlike a lot of other people's stories, right? I went to a meeting and suddenly I'm the vice president. And a lot of people will describe that same experience, but I hear a lot of terms like sink or swim. And wouldn't it be great if our members thought, instead of sinking or swimming, I jumped into this incredible opportunity and I had this huge network, this huge support, this huge organization that kind of caught me when I jumped. I would love for our new members to feel that way as well. And I think with your leadership, let's talk a little bit about your leadership so far, because I know you're super collaborative and you've kind of been making the rounds in your first few months as president. So what have you been up to for the first few months?
Well, the first few months, I'm very thankful. In fact, My wife can be, while she's a school teacher, she can be kind of recluse. I mean, she teaches second grade and she's great. She engages those kids and she's animated and she's just gifted to do that. But if she were to just jump off into a group of strangers, she is very quiet and kind of more of a wallflower. So she wasn't all that upset with COVID, at least in the beginning, right? And she said, but I know this is killing you because I'm always going and doing and being a part. So I'm very thankful as I came in as president that sort of the COVID cloud starts to lift and it's clearing more and more. Many of us, and I myself, I took a lot of precautions. So I've been able to get out and see the members and it's the energy level's been so high. People are so excited to be back together. I've had the opportunity to go to Austin for the Texas Association meeting. I went out to California for the California Association meeting and was there twice actually for Benefits Pro. And so I've had great opportunity. I mean, you know, one of my best experiences I've had actually was when I went to St. Louis a few weeks ago for their state association meeting, St. Louis Association Health Underwriters. It's actually their local association. Had a great attendance, some excited people there, some young people there. And I mean, the energy was just awesome. And Kelly was there and Eric Kohlsdorf was there. And we served on a panel together to really talk about the future of our industry. That's some of the things I've done, you know, actively since I became president is the traveling around. And we're all busy this time of year. And fortunately, everybody kind of focuses, turns in. So I don't have a lot of travel scheduled for the next 2 months, but it picks up in January and February and my calendar's building again. And I'm excited to do that, to be back out there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that because I do see a lot more inclusivity and a lot more collaboration, particularly under your leadership, but I feel like we've been moving in that direction for a little bit. So when you're out on the trail and you're visiting our associations or our chapters, what is the message that you're giving to members when you're on stage?
Well, my message, and you'll see this, I'm going to carry it all the way through to annual convention. And that's going to be the theme of our annual convention is the power of story. And you know what I love about so many things about story, but story is really the way we relate to our client. We tell them a story about us and they learn our story. And then we come together in that chapter of their book where we're engaged in the story together. So when I'm out there, I really want to hear the stories of all of these people. Like you said it right on. I wrote it down when you mentioned it early on when I shared about how I got involved with NAHU. Everybody has a story. I want my year to be a year of hearing the stories of the members and knowing how NAHU affects them and how they affect NAHU and what their goals and their dreams are for NAHU. But the other thing is that we're all part of the big story that NEHU is writing, all the things we're doing to empower people, to be more inclusive, to attract a more diverse membership, to, you know, I mean, really focus on younger members. And we're fortunately seeing more of that. And, you know, I found that as a gem in St. Louis to see all those younger members engaged. So that's really what I've talked about. And you know, when you talk about the story of NEHU, it allows you to talk about everything we're doing, whether it's the yeoman's work we're doing in the legislative arena or what we're doing in professional development and how much more programming we're offering now and LPRT and all of these. Everybody's trying to figure out how do we enhance the story. So it's very exciting to see that enthusiasm across all the committee chairs and all the areas that we're working in.
So this might seem like a bit of an obvious question that you kind of already answered a few different ways. But what I heard you say is that you're interested in hearing from our members. And there was a president of our association long, long ago who used to say, this association belongs to all of us. And it feels like you're really embracing that idea again. And perhaps it got a little lost here and there when we were all busy and working on different legislation. But I want to ask you, is that why you're doing what you're doing? Is that why you stepped into leadership? Or what is the purpose for your leadership?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate you asking that. The purpose, I think the end goal is to make a difference, to create change and to build up and enhance all those who dare to be engaged with us. But kind of the why behind that, I mean, I did jump off into it, not because I was drinking, but not that we haven't drank a lot since then, but you know, I stumbled into this first NAHU meeting, you know, Jackson Association meeting, not really knowing what I was getting into. But immediately I saw all the information that was there, all the collaboration that was there, people who are my competitors that were sharing great ideas with me because they knew I was new as an independent agent in this business. So, you know, when everybody's given to you, it's just to me natural to want to give back and to expand our capability to give.
I adore that. And I have a little bit of a follow-up question for you, because hopefully this podcast will reach people that were where you were once upon a time, right? Walking into their first meeting. So let's take it back a little, because I've said quite recently that NAHU is a foundational association. If you're a newcomer to this industry, your very first stop really should be NAHU. And it sounds like when you were first stepping into your independent business, you know, being a consultant, that was really where you grew the most. So what would you recommend that a new member do? Is it go to events? Is it go to a meeting? What's the first step?
Because most of us who are in this business are people, you know, I encourage you to go to a local chapter meeting or go to an event. If, you know, because some of our smaller states don't necessarily have local chapters or more of a state chapter. States like California, Texas are replete with opportunities for local chapter meetings. So I would say get engaged with a local chapter. We're doing so much online, which, you know, I just said that doing a Zoom meeting isn't as much fun for me as doing a live meeting. But I still learned so much during that shutdown period. And it really allowed me to collaborate with more people that I wouldn't see at my local chapter meeting. So I'd say, yeah, if you're a new person getting started, find a place to plug in and get engaged. And engaged at first is just being present and having conversations, not getting on the board, although it probably won't take long. You know, but the thing I would challenge all of our old members that have been in this business is hear what I'm saying. I got locked into this because a carrier rep invited me because she was working with me on a group because I didn't know what it was. It's probably one of our problems that agents don't know when they get their insurance license that NAHU exists. So we as the current members, we need to be looking for those people and we need just invite them into a dialogue. Invite them, be a friend to them. So it really is incumbent upon us. If we want to see this diversity and change and youth movement, all of us who are currently members and some of them who are still very young like you, we still have to reach out to people.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about events, because we did have this pandemic that kind of shut down what we consider to be normal. So we did have a few of our events virtually, but we had some success with them. Our virtual events were still very well attended. However, we are looking into the future, not so far into the future, actually, that we're going to be coming back into person for Capital Conference. How are we feeling about that?
Well, everybody's excited about that. So be clear, we're having a live Capital Conference. We are meeting in DC at the same property. There's some things, there's some unknowns. We don't know how it's going to be exactly, meaning will all of our visits on Capitol Hill be live in-person visits, or will we be doing Zoom meetings with our congressmen and senators? We don't know that. We can't answer that. But what we can say is we can come together because we know collaboration works better together in person. We can share the knowledge that we have. We can share the knowledge between each other. So that in and of itself is going to make it a much more constructive event for everybody. You know, will we have some people Zoom in for their presentation to us? Probably so. You know, we'll be going to the different Starbucks or up to our room and do a Zoom meeting with our senator or something. Maybe we don't know that. But what we do know is I think when we come together, we'll be better equipped for those conversations, however we do them.
And I'm sure you'd agree with me that Capital Conference really is a bit of a sticking point. I remember as a newer member, all of my peers that were part of the association would go off to this thing, you know, every February. And eventually, when I finally stepped foot into Capital Conference, it's a pretty pivotal moment as a member, right?
Yes.
It resonates. It's yeah. kind of heavy, the location, the work that we do, the importance of it. So I think you and I would probably both encourage some newer folks to join us at Capital Conference.
Absolutely. I would encourage any local chapters and state chapters, you need to, if you can, try to scholarship some new people or at least try to offset their expenses. I mean, we like to reserve our budget to send board members and leaders, but let's send some new members, because you've seen this and I've seen this. Once you go to Capital Conference and you really get the big picture, and I was probably a member of the local chapter for a couple of years before I went to Capital Conference, and it changed everything. I really got the big picture of what we were doing. When you realize what really the mission is, then you're really bought in. Mm-hmm. I mean, we like to say it creates stickiness, but in reality, it creates understanding. And with that understanding, we act.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's come back around a little bit back to our collaboration, which is sort of the word that I think embodies your sense of leadership, especially as president. But ever since you were elected secretary, you've always been very inclusive. And you know, I'm all about collaboration. So my committee, other committees in the association, how can we better work with you to help you reach the goals and the leaders that are coming in right behind you who have very similar goals? What can we be doing to further this sense of collaboration?
Right. Well, so we're all really busy. But,
yes.
You know, but one of the things that I have to say and challenge is, you know, we stepped up to do important work, and it means we need to commit some time, right? So you know this, we have a meeting each month of all of our committee chairs. Of course, we have a board meeting each month, but particularly with our committee chairs, we talk about what are your goals? What are your obstacles? How can I, as president and the board, how can we help remove those barriers between you and what your goals are? And then if you'll recall this last month, I did one-on-ones with all of the committee chairs. And it was really the best thing I've done, I think, since being president, because to have that one-on-one time with all the committee chairs and, you know, and some people in their Zoom meetings and stuff. So people may not speak up as much, and their enthusiasm and their frustration and all that came out. So be willing to engage. I mean, I'm going to talk to somebody who's on our media relations committee, on our, you know, I prefer to call our communications committee, and he's trying to create some new messaging. And he said, you know, can I have a conversation with you? And I'm like, of course, you know. So yes, I'm willing to invest the time if you're willing to invest the time. So one way we can collaborate, but strategically, we're making some big adjustments. And one of the things we're going to discuss in our next committee chairs meeting is a reorganization of NAHU to better align all of our members, all of our committees that are working, that support membership, that support legislation. And so it's intentionally designed to create more collaboration and synergy between those areas that need to be working together.
Mm-hmm. I love that word. Synergy is a very good word. Eugene, thank you so much for letting me host you. I have so many more questions, but I know we can't make a podcast too long or we're going to start losing people, but right. We have more opportunities to talk. So I'm really looking forward to doing this series with you. Is there any final words you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, first, before I say a final word, I want you to tell everybody about an important event you're doing every month through CLD.
Yeah, I'd love to. So our committee has really put on some incredible program initiatives that launched, many of them launched in July, but we've had a standing leadership webinar. It's every fourth or every last Thursday of the month. And it's actually run by our incredible vice chair, Stacey Fry. She's incredible, wonderful, on top of things, super organized. But she runs the webinar. She invites different guests. And every single month, you get to participate in a live webinar that will give you some piece of leadership guidance, support, advice. This month, we're going to be talking about event planning, which a lot of our chapters are just now getting back into. So that's just one of our small little initiatives out of CLD. But we talk about it on our LinkedIn page. We talk about it on the webinars. We have, of course, some of our programs listed on the NAHU website as well. But we're really excited about the leadership programs and the development of a lot of those programs that have come out this year. So thank you for giving me a minute to talk about those.
So that's an example that came about through creativity and collaboration and thinking of how can we include more people and engage more people, which is what we want to accomplish this year, coming out of this COVID cocoon. And I want everyone to be intentional about how do we engage our members in all the work that we're doing. So I appreciate you sharing that because it really is fulfilling the vision, the dream I have for what I'd like us to accomplish this year.
Yeah, I've been really not only excited about the programs, but the committee has been really, really well supported, not just by the leadership, you and the rest of the leadership team and the board of trustees, but we've had tons of involvement from other committees who just want to lend a hand or want to get involved with reaching as many people as possible. So it's really been an amazing year and I don't see it slowing down. So
it's not, that feels it's good. Not slowing down. So we'll pick up with the same volume and energy, you know, in our next podcast conversation, because there's still so much to talk about.
And we have guests to invite. So we'll be featuring a few wonderful personalities from the association to give us some insight into what they do, again, collecting our stories. So Eugene, again, thank you so much for giving me the honor to talk to you every month. I am going to have so much fun with this. How do you want to sign off for your very first episode?
I would just say this, be willing to jump off into all the opportunities you see in front of you, particularly the NAHU opportunities. And hopefully you'll jump into something we're doing.
Couldn't have said it better. Thank you so much, Eugene.
Thanks.